America the Beautiful. There is adventure to be found around every corner.
And there is no better way to explore it than by staying at one of our country's 14,000 campgrounds.
Our team of correspondents will guide you to the best places to park your rig or pitch your tent.
On each week's episode, we'll give a complete review of one campground, location, activities, amenities, best sites, and tons of other insider intel.
Plus, we'll talk about regional highlights, food, culture, attractions, family fun, and all things great outdoors.
From the East Coast to the West Coast, and from the Great Lakes to the Mississippi Delta, it's time to hit the open road with RVFTA's Campground of the Week. This week, we're here with our Upper Midwest correspondents, Melissa and Matthew Kellis. Melissa and Matthew are working parents from the Chicago area, adventuring with four kids, elementary aged through high school, and two dogs. The family outgrew their tent after almost 20 years, and now they travel in a hybrid travel trailer. Even though they have a calendar filled with social engagements, kids' activities, and full-time jobs, they make sure there is always a camping trip on the horizon. Melissa and Matthew, welcome to the show.
Hello.
Hey, Jeremy. How's it going?
It is great to have you guys. Tell me a little bit more about you guys. This is your first time on this podcast. This is a brand new podcast. What else do we need to know about you two?
Let's see. I'm a tech nerd and an outdoor enthusiast. You can stick me outside in the woods and I will be happy as a camper without my technology.
I like that combination though.
Yeah. So I grew up in a pop-up. My parents, that's how I went camping as a kid. So when Matthew and I started dating, he was like, pop-up? He's like, no, you got to do tent. And it was like, I don't sleep on the floor.
So pop-up was too sort of highline for him, too sophisticated?
Oh, yeah. That was glamping back in the 80s. I mean.
A pop-up was glamping back in the 80s. I like it.
Yeah.
And so he pushed you back into the whole tenting thing.
Yeah, it was interesting. It was just something fun, and I think it was something that I associated with him. And so it obviously became something we enjoyed doing and eventually started putting up a tent next to my parents' pop-up. And
and was jealous.
Yeah. So
and so it was 20 years in the tent.
Yeah. I mean, we went through,
I really hate the 20-year mark because it makes it sound so old.
We're not that old, I don't think.
No. Well, you were married when you were 12.
Yeah, that's it.
I mean, we had a playpen in the tent. We had baby. We pushed it until we just couldn't anymore, until it got to the point where the kids didn't want to sleep next to each other anymore.
So it was more them than you guys, or was it also comfort issues for you guys? Like for me, I always tell people, once you hit 30, man, get out of the tent.
I love sleeping out. Like last week, I just put the tent up in the yard just to go take a nap. I just like sleeping outside and with the kids and all of our gear with the kids and
that
the dogs.
That was the other thing.
Right.
We ended up with a trailer just for stuff.
For stuff. It just seemed like it wasn't just the size, because eventually, you know, we do have a 14-year-old boy. And so we played around with the thought of, well, we'll just get a second tent and the boys can sleep right next to us. You know what I mean? Like there was a possibility of breaking that up.
Right.
But it was just the gear. Like, I mean, we could not find, I mean, sure, we could buy a bigger car, but at that point, you know, we've been going to the RV shows, you know, so again, something we've been doing for years. And Matthew was always like, oh, you know, these are nice, but it wasn't anything. And then it was like something switched and it was like, if we get a trailer, I know we'll get out more. Because his whole thing was, I just want to get out. You know, like I want, right. If it's going to get us out there to see more stuff, then I'll fold and get the trailer.
And go further too, right? Because when Matthew left a message for us that we played on the other podcast, you know, you almost sounded like a little bit like uncomfortable being in an RV, like it wasn't totally your thing, but yet you were in the Great Smoky Mountains, were you not?
We were in, what was it, the Southern Illinois, Kentucky border.
Yeah, we were in Shawnee National Forest. Yeah, Shawnee National Forest.
All right, so the RV is going to take you further and get you out more often.
We booked a trip in Maine, and that was it. It was like, well, we're either sleeping.
Yeah, we had the trip booked to Maine before we even had the RV.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah. It was like, well, you know what? Because we had heard Acadia, it was, you know, you got to book, you know, early, and
that's right.
And it was just like, well, let's put it out there and maybe we'll have an RV.
So are you real happy with the decision of getting the hybrid and moving out of the tent? I mean, in retrospect, was it like, why didn't we do this earlier? Or, you know, how are you feeling about that?
I don't know if it's, I wish we would have done this earlier, because I mean, I think the timing's right.
I'm really happy that we got it.
Yeah.
I
was very anti, like I didn't want a payment. I didn't want to deal with storage because obviously we live in a subdivision that has an association. So we cannot put it on our property. And so, you know, I knew the expense of storage, and I just felt like we're going to take it out once a year and that's it. And it's not going to be worth the money and whatever. Once I had that thing, it was like, where are we going?
Where are we going next?
Yeah.
Right?
What weekend do we have open? Where can we go? I love it.
I'm glad to hear you do. So on that note, where are you guys taking us this week for the campground of the week? Give us one of your favorite spots.
One of the places that, being in the Chicago area, that we often take the kids, and I know lots of people take their kids up to Wisconsin Dells. You, being on the East Coast, may or may not have heard of the Wisconsin Dells area.
Just heard about it for the first time about like 2 months ago.
Yeah.
Really? Wow.
Yeah, just really for the first time. Yeah. So go ahead. Tell us about Wisconsin Dells. I'm excited to learn more.
So the Wisconsin Dell area is a huge attraction area. You guys.
They're the water park capital of the world.
There you go.
Wow.
Supposedly. I don't know. They have like a gazillion water parks. So
you go there. You've got your Ripley's Entertainment. You've got your water park, indoor water parks, your outdoor water parks. You've got your mini golfs.
I mean, cheese, it's just fudge.
Yeah.
Ice cream.
It sounds a little like Myrtle Beach to me. I mean, obviously, there's no beach, so that's one difference.
Well, okay. And you guys went to the Great Smoky Mountains. Did you end up in
Gatlinburg?
Yeah, we drove through. Let me tell you, it was crazy and crowded there. Yeah.
It felt very much like Wisconsin Dells to us when we went there.
Okay. Yeah. So your campground of choice for those of us who are going to go to the Wisconsin Dells, and I will get there.
So the nice thing is that the campground we picked was Baraboo Hills Campground. I tried to delay the announcement of the name. But yeah, Baraboo Hills Campground is nearby. It is not right in the middle of it. So the nice thing about this is that it's about an hour away from Madison, Wisconsin, the state capital, and it's about 20 minutes to Wisconsin Dells. So you've got a nice distance where if you want to take the kids over to the Dells, you can. And if you don't, you don't have to.
Right. And the way that we found this place is a funny story. So we do go to the RV show every year. And we take the kids. The kids love it. They go in and out of every RV. And part of the RV show, I'm sure you guys know, is that they have these types of campgrounds or, you know, resorts or whatever are there. And they give out, you know, the pamphlets and things like that. And at one point we got separated. I think the boys went one way and Matthew and I went somewhere else and the girls were with us, whatever. And you know, our 10-year-old comes running over and he's like, I want to go to this place. And it was like, okay, you know, and their brochure was just flooded with all kinds of things they had to do on the website. So one of the things Baraboo Hills Campground is part of, it's called Camping for the Fun of It. And Camping for the Fun of It has a website. It's called campingforthefunofit.com. And there are, I think it's like 8 to 10 campgrounds in the Wisconsin area that are associated with this brand. So they have a lake a man-made lake.
I would call it a pond.
Okay. And they have all this like jumpy stuff in the water, and it's all like froggy themed. So like to me, that seemed very much like, okay, if you know, you're part of this group, here's this stuff that you can use that they put up in the pond, and we kind of saw it in other places. But the main attraction was that there was so much stuff for the kids to do. They were really interested and excited. And so we were like, well, let's go, you know, check this place out. It was near Wisconsin Dells. We could, you know, go there for, you know, an evening, walk down the main drag.
So it's like there's a lot of fun stuff at the campground, and it's a short drive into this crazy area, the Wisconsin Dells. So you kind of can take your choice. How is this? Is it a big campground, a small campground, a medium campground?
I would say it's a small to medium campground. There's about 150 sites, so that sounds like it's a pretty decent size. It's not like all the sites are on top of each other, but I really walked away from the place. There's just a ton of stuff going on there. And so it's just action packed in this smaller campground. It just feels like I'm here and I got one thing going. I turned to the corner and there's another thing going.
What was like a favorite thing for either for you or for the kids? What did you guys love?
That weekend, so every weekend they have a theme, right? And so that weekend was family races, and you were competing against other families. So on Saturday, it was like, I don't even know what, it was like 10 o'clock or something. And we were like, all right, we got to meet at the basketball court, whatever. So we get over there and it was a relay. And so like we had to shoot a basketball. Like, so you had to pick in your family, like who could shoot the basketball and make it.
And who did?
I think you did, right, Matthew?
I did.
Yeah. And then
how did he do?
After like four shots.
A couple tries, yeah.
It was 110 degrees. I was melting.
It was really hot, yeah.
Excuses.
Yeah, I know. And then Liam, the 10-year-old, was set up at the mini golf. And so Matthew had to run over and like tag him. And then Liam had to shoot the ball, you know, to the golf. You know, shoot it into the hole. Yeah, yeah, into the putt. And then he had to go tag Emily, who's 8.
They just
like
had
30 pounds and had to like pump this thing to like blow a balloon. It was so fun.
Are you guys a competitive family?
Oh my gosh. You don't even know. Like when I booked it, I was like, Matthew, I'm like, you know,
we're going to take those other families down.
Oh yeah. Like, and it was just funny that whole time. Like I would like joke around. I was like, come on, hurry up. You know, screaming at them. And they'd be like, Mom, stop.
There was no joking involved.
It was a really relaxing weekend. Now we follow you guys Instagram, and I see you guys doing a lot of sports and tournaments and stuff like
that.
Yes. That's right.
Yeah. Yep. So we are, we're
sporty.
Would you call it sort of like the perfect campground for your particular family and kind of your interests and the fact that you can compete and like throttle other families there for fun?
We did not walk away with the trophy. So
yeah, I know. We didn't.
You'll be back.
Yeah. We're going to go next year.
They just had a ton of activities that the kids participated in, and a lot of it was free. Like all the stuff we've mentioned so far was free, a part of your stay.
And how much were your sites per night, roughly?
So
it was like $50 to $60, you know, ranged from, you know, electric, water and electric up to, you know, full hookup or whatever.
No, that sounds about what it would be around here too. My producer, my wife, is nodding her head. Yeah. So this is part of the fun for me. Like, what do these things cost around the country? So 50 to 60 sounds pretty reasonable for all the stuff that you're getting to do on the campground.
You know, they had a ton of other activities that weren't included in the fee. And I get it. It's where we see it all the time. Yeah, $25 to get the wristband, and you have activities, you know, through your entire stay.
Yeah.
But the stuff that they had was like a mini dunk tank and a mini jumping pool and a ping pong table. My kids love Gaga Ball. I know you recently discovered Gaga Ball.
Yeah. We love Gaga Ball. Yeah. My boys want me to build one in the backyard.
Oh my God, it's so easy. You should.
Oh, come on over. If it's so easy.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Bring your hammer.
No, it is. It's simple, right? I mean, it's the whole thing's simple.
Simple concept, yeah.
So but yeah, there Gaga was Ball.
They had a Gaga Ball that never got played.
It was empty.
There was so much other stuff to do.
Wow, so Gaga Ball was like boring there.
Yeah, yes.
Gaga Ball. So much else going on. So what's like maybe like an inside scoop you could give to somebody who wants to book this campground about maybe like what sites are best or what section would you want to be in? Is there any kind of like insider stuff you could give us?
Yeah. So there's two we stayed in two sections of the campground, actually, during the weekend, and then we stayed over the week. And on the one side is near the beach pond area.
Okay.
And it's wooded and nice and but tight.
Okay.
So if you have a bigger camper, it's probably not going to fit for you. But that was it was probably the most rustic I've been in a private campground in a while.
Okay.
And then on the other side was still really nice. There was pull through sites, full hookups, and it still gave us enough room. You know, it was comfortable. It wasn't too tight.
Now, nobody's perfect. So for each of these campgrounds that we review each week, we want to just point out maybe one thing that could have been better, one thing that could have been improved, one thing that maybe you weren't thrilled about.
Yeah, overall, I think the tightness of having to back into a site that was in the wooded areas was a little, you know, that was one of the things I could see them improving on. The beach was a little crowded because it was a busy weekend. But, you know, overall, it was a very positive stay.
The arcade, 90% of the games in that arcade were broken.
I would like that, personally.
I know.
The way my boys behave around an arcade, like, I'll break the other 10%.
Yeah, oh, the funny thing is, even when they were broken, my kids were still in there. I was like, what are you playing? Like, what are you doing in there?
Oh, our boys go in the arcade all the time with no money. And they just, like, look at the screens. And they search for quarters on the ground.
Or how about toys? My kids have come back and they're like, look what I found.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly.
So speaking of that, scavenger hunts. So, like, they, at the desk, they just have sheets that, you know, they told us it was in the packet. They give you a really nice welcome packet. And it was kind of like, oh, you know, come to the office, ask for a scavenger hunt or whatever. And so the kids went and did that. They gave them gems. They're basically a mining. Like, yes. You know what I mean? Yeah, like, you mine in to get those.
We see that everywhere, too. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And so they got like a little bag of stones, and you know, like in the morning they had waffle breakfast, you know, for $3 or whatever, and then decorate your own donuts, which I put on Instagram.
I remember that photo. I was going to ask you about that. Yeah, everyone looked very happy in that photo.
Oh yeah, drive home was fantastic.
Awesome. Well, listen, thank you so much. We're going to come back in a second, and Melissa and Matthew are going to share some great activities to do when you're in the Wisconsin Dells area. We'll be back in a second. We are back with our Upper Midwest correspondents, Melissa and Matthew Kellis, and they're going to share some great activities to do when you're in the Wisconsin Dells area. So what did you guys do when you were there? What did you have fun doing?
So as I said, it's close to the Wisconsin Dells and it's close to Madison. In Wisconsin Dells, you're not going to go very far without finding an activity. I remember going as a kid, and the very first time I ever saw this thing, and I thought it was the coolest thing ever. I'm sure lots of people are aware of it already. It's a duck. They're called ducks. They're from World War II. They're vehicles that drive on the street and then can go in the river. And so it turns into a boat.
That is really cool.
So as a 10-year-old boy or a 10-year-old girl that likes vehicles, it's awesome. And so they do a river tour. There are several river tours. The area is formed and has sandstone formations through the glacial push that went through. And so lots of great nature in that area.
Yeah, so it is a naturally beautiful area too, right? Like if you're into kayaking or canoeing, it's not just all about these water parks. You've kind of got both.
There was a big Native American presence there many years ago. And, when you do these types of hiking or some of the tours, like you go through canyons and things like that, or even like cave type things, you see all this, like, you know,
historical stuff. Great.
It's neat. I remember that. I remember that the most from being a kid. You know, when we would go there, it was like you would see, you know, the face of an Indian on the side of the, you know, cliff.
It sounds like a really ideal location for a family RV trip. I mean, it just sounds like there's so much to do and so many great campgrounds, including the one you guys reviewed for us.
Yes. Yeah.
The other activity that's really close by is Devil's Lake State Park. It is a part of the Ice Age Trail. that goes all the way across Wisconsin. And so you can actually do the whole hike all the way across through Wisconsin. And because it's part of this Ice Age Trail, you can get in for free with your National Parks Pass.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's fantastic.
One of the things that they keep on the down low, but you can walk in.
Here's an insider tip.
Yeah.
That's what we like. That's what we're here for.
Yeah. So they'll charge you a day pass, which is reasonable.
If you don't have the
National Park Pass. If you don't have the National Park Pass. And they'll also sell you a year pass that's priced to entice.
Yeah.
You know, so if your day pass is
$15.
Yeah, the
year is $30.
Right. So.
Gotcha.
And so there's great hiking there. There's a lake there. There's canoeing. There's kayaking. So another I really like Devil's Lake State Park. So if you want to get out in nature, those are two great things. You could also do a Lost Canyon tour back at the Dells, which is a carriage ride through the canyons. And then, like I said, you know, there's Ripley's, believe it or not.
So one of the things Baraboo is known for, it's actually the birthplace of Ringling's circus.
Oh, that's right.
Matthew doesn't like circuses, but that's a whole nother podcast.
I want to know more. Wait a second. What happened at the circus with young Matthew?
No.
All right, we can talk another time about that.
Yeah. No, and so that's where Ringling's, Barnum and Bailey have their, like, university, like their clown.
There is something there.
Yeah.
We saw the street marker. We stopped in front of the historical marker.
No, there's other stuff even there. There's a museum.
How about, I mean, I don't mean to stop you if you want to say more about that, but what about all the water parks?
Yes. Yeah. I mean, Noah's Ark is there. That's probably the biggest one. There's
most popular one. Yeah. Now the big, like, I don't know. I don't know if you guys have these out there, but it's like the Wilderness Lodge, Great Wolf Lodge.
Yes.
Mount Olympus, like all, they've all moved in there, and so it's all about...
Well, we are in the upper Midwest, so it gets cold in the winter,
and so they have,
I've heard it gets cold in the summer.
We did have a nice, cool summer. I liked it. They're indoor and outdoor, but then in the winter, then the outdoor gets closed, but they still have indoor, so it's kind of like now they've won over that issue of Wisconsin being kind of like Wisconsin Dells being a summer town.
Okay,
now it's
great.
All about going up there for spring break, going up there for winter break, you know, that kind of thing.
All because of those Great Wolf Lodge types of places that they've now made it sort of a year around. So do you guys ever sort of go in the winter to one of those types of places, or is it just an RV destination for you?
We did when the kids were younger.
Yeah, I mean, it's 2 hours away from Chicago, so
it's not bad.
It's
to drive,
you know, it's
but, you know, if we have a choice of things to do.
Yeah, I you also have Madison nearby, which is the state capital. It's less than an hour away.
There's closer campgrounds in Madison.
But so, if you want some culture or some good beer or some food, is that kind of a place you'd head to?
Exactly. Yeah, there's UW is there, and so. There's all kinds of great. I like Madison. Madison's a good town, and that would be a place I would go to as well.
They had the Taste of Madison. It was around the state capitol, and every Saturday they have a beautiful farmers market. Like, it was so nice.
Oh, okay. So if you're staying at in the Wisconsin Dells area and you want to do a day trip, that sounds like a good
option. It's not that far. Yeah.
Awesome. Mm-hmm. All right, guys. Thank you so much for coming on to RVFTA's Campground of the Week, and you will be back. I really hope you'll be back. Promise me you will.
We will be back.
Yeah, sure. I mean,
Awesome. Okay. We really appreciate you coming on and this big new adventure that we've got here. All right, everybody. We'll see you next week.
Thank you so much for tuning in to RVFTA's Campground of the Week.
Links to the campground and regional attractions can be found in the show notes at campgroundoftheweek.com.
And don't forget to check out the other podcasts in our network.
RV Family Travel Atlas is hosted by yours truly, Jeremy and Stephanie Puglisi, and available every Friday morning.
And Girl Camper, Going Places, Doing Things, is hosted by Janine Pettit and released every Tuesday morning.
Join us next Thursday for another great review from our team of campground correspondents who will inspire you to hit the open road and explore America the Beautiful.